Hey everybody, and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. Have I got an episode for you today? Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Our music today is also the band who I will be interviewing, 3 Cent Stamp. Now, listening to them, you gotta say, pretty good music. Even if you're not really into it, I mean, it's pretty cool. The Kickstarter is really awesome. They have like an 8-minute video up that has a lot of fun information. It's a pretty funny video. The band, we'll get into it more when we do our interview, but it's a fiddle player, I believe a cellist or stand-up bass, I'm not sure which one it is technically, and an acoustic guitar, and all three people sing. It is like, I dig it so much. They sent me 2 songs, and I have them both in my regular rotation on iTunes now, just because it's so cool. If you like the music, go onto the Kickstarter, 3 Cent Stamp. They have an additional couple of songs on there that you guys can listen to, and I couldn't recommend them any higher. Also, stay tuned for after the interview, because we're doing follow-ups today. That's right, we got our very first follow-up. However, it's not just one, because unfortunately this week's a little bit late for the Kickstarter of the Week. I had time to do 2 separate follow-up interviews, one with Joshua Crowler on Super, issue number 2, and another one with Donnie Gallagher of Brewmaster.club. Hey, you guys will remember them. It was episode 1 and episode 3, I believe, that I spoke to those people. And we'll go ahead and talk to them, find out where they are, how their Kickstarter went, if they got any stretch goals. Just a couple of minutes here and there. But what we'll do is we'll do the interview, and then we'll go into those two without me talking in between, which you'll be happy about. And with little bits of 3 Cent Stamp in between those two. And then at the end, we'll do like we always do, which is we'll do a wrap-up of whose Kickstarters are still going on and give you all the contact information. I'd like to say, first off, thank you everybody who's been contacting me, emailing me, following me on Twitter, liking me on Facebook, all that good stuff. It's gotten pretty big, and I appreciate everybody listening and all that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and talk to 3 Cent Stamp. She'll do the cooking, honey, she'll pay the rent. She knows she done you wrong, she done you. Remember that rainy evening she threw you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb. She knows she's to blame, well, ain't that a shame. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home. With me today I have the band 3 Cent Stamp. Can you guys go ahead and introduce yourself for the listeners?
I'm James Hinckley.
And I'm Gloria Ferry Brennan.
I'm Levi Berkeley.
And you guys are the only three members of the band 3 Cent Stamp.
That's right.
And you guys currently have a Kickstarter up to release your debut album. So for those who haven't looked, I know it's posted on there, but how many songs do you guys have for this album?
14.
Great. And do you guys already have them all recorded and you just need to produce them, or are you guys starting from scratch?
No, we've already recorded them. We still have, you know, some mixing and mastering and everything else to do, yeah.
Just going through the production process then.
Right.
So you guys have definitely an interesting style of music. I recommend for anybody who hasn't already looked to go on and check out the Kickstarter. There you guys have a fun video, I would say, and 5 songs that are available for listening. Rather than continuing to listen to this interview, I say take a break and go and listen and then come back to it. Because I want to say, I know as a band you guys probably have certain influences, or I should rephrase, as individuals you guys have certain influences, but as a band, where would you put your influences from music?
As a band?
Yeah, because it's so different than anything that I've heard before. I actually have had a few of my friends listen to it also, because it's so different and interesting. So I don't know where you guys came up with the idea for this style of music, because honestly, I've heard very little like it before.
Well, I think part of it is what it says in the video, is that we all come from such different backgrounds that it just turned out that way.
We influence each other,
yeah.
I think, mostly.
That must be it, yeah.
Well, that's great. I would put it as a, I don't even know how to describe it. It's got some barbershop quartet qualities to it. Like, I don't know how do you guys describe your music?
Well, of course, there was only a few that we were able to put on the website for listening to, but Gosh, I don't even know how to describe it either.
there's a mix of, like, you know, we have some original material that we've come from the ground up, but then we've also taken songs and ideas from classical and jazz and mixed them together, and folk as well, because, you know, I have a background in, like, folk and jazz, and Gloria has a background
in classical.
Wow. Yeah. James is kind of the first jazz cellist I've ever met.
Well, no, there's been others, but...
Actually, I didn't even know what it was when I saw it. It was more like a big guitar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I told him I played cello, and he said, cool, what's a cello?
Nice. I actually was meant to ask that, because in the video I saw you playing with the bow, but then I also saw you picking it like a stand-up bass. So I wasn't sure which one it was.
I pretty much do whatever is needed, whatever I'm called upon to do.
But that's kind of cool. He's a versatile cellist, so, you know, he does do bass parts, and he also does, you know, play it like a real cello, you know, with the bow and everything.
I got a lot of the ideas, actually, because Levi and I have played together a lot over the past few years, and he would ask me to do things, and in my head I'm going, I don't know if a cello can do that, and if I worked on it long enough, I'd find out that I could. So.
Awesome. Well, then that leads me into how you guys met as a band, because it look just from looking at it, it looks like you guys come from three different, very different walks of life. So how did you guys come to meet each other?
Well, let's see. Well, like I said, Levi and I have been playing for how long?
Quite a while, but at least 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years or so. We got together and met in Montana and played together out there. And when we moved to the island, later on I met Gloria, and I was also doing some classical playing, so I got to play in some concerts with her. So when we had the opportunity to do a concert together, I said, and Gloria actually mentioned she wanted to play some jazz.
Well, I think you kind of pushed me into that.
Well,
I was looking for it.
And so we asked Levi to join us, and so it started really as the closing half of a classical concert. And what we did is we noticed how many pop tunes and jazz tunes had started as classical tunes. So we took a whole bunch of them and kind of melded them together. And that's kind of how.
And that's how I started singing too. That was my first time singing ever, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
These two really pushed me to kind of go outside of the classical limitations, or not limitations, but just kind of branch out and do.
Well, she stepped up to it, that's for sure.
Looking at the dates that you have here, what are you guys' estimated ship dates for the actual CDs?
Well,
I think in November.
Yeah, probably mid-November. It might be late November. It depends on how long it takes to get it back from Disc Maker.
Okay. Are you guys going to be producing it yourselves, or are you going to hire somebody else to take care of that for you?
We're doing it ourselves.
Oh, that's so great. It's always good to hear people who produce their own music.
Yeah. It's been a pretty good experience. We got into a local studio here on Whidbey Island called Soundtrap Studios.
Okay.
And he's been very cool to us and, you know, letting us just record. And then he knows that we're going to do this Kickstarter, so basically, you know, he's just keeping tabs on us, and we've been working, and it's all going to come together here at the end, hopefully, when we reach our goal, so.
He almost feels like a fourth member of the project now.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, great. Do you guys have a Twitter or a Facebook or anywhere that people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, we have a few different options. We got a website. It's 3CentStampBand.com.
Okay.
And there's a Facebook page, 3CentStampBand, and also Twitter. So we have all of the above. We're just learning how to use them all now.
You guys have a little bit of time left on your Kickstarter here already, but I recommend that people go ahead and jump on and take a look. 3 Cent Stamp debut album by 3 Cent Stamp. If nothing else, go and listen to the music. It's definitely be like anything that you've heard before, and I mean that in a very good way. Like I don't mean, oh, it's so interesting. I mean, it's actually really, really good, interesting, fun music. So go ahead and check them out. I appreciate you guys' time for being on. If you guys are willing, when you're finished up, are you guys willing to talk with me again and do a follow-up, just how it went and where you guys are going to go from here?
Sure. Yeah. We would love to.
Great. Well, thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it, and I hope you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, and we're back. And I have Donnie with me from Brewmasters.club doing a little bit of follow-up. How you doing, Donnie?
Doing well, Chris. How are you, man?
Doing good. So, your guys' Kickstarter got successfully funded.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. We were able to, you know, pull out some stops and get some attention, and we were funded about 101%. So it's not an astronomical lead, but it's what we needed, and we're there.
Hey, funding, that's the most important thing. Doing stretch goals and stuff like that is all secondary, right?
Absolutely.
And even funding, even by the skin of your teeth, is still funding. So you got to tell me then, now that you are properly funded, what's the next step?
Well, we move into production early next week to build the app. Then we've got a pretty standard timeline, anywhere between 12, maybe 14 weeks, and we'll have an actual app to put on the market. Some of the next steps are deciding where we're going to start, start talking to our partners that are located throughout the country to try and grow this network so that we can easily plug in once we have an app ready. We can say, hey, we're ready here, here, and here. Those are the next steps, of course.
Great. So are you guys accepting people on to do beta testing or anything like that?
At the moment, like I said, we are really just now going into our production phase. So I would love to have some beta testing in some format, which we might be able to do via email, newsletters, things like that. But we actually don't have a tangible app at the moment to even send out to people to try, or a web app or anything. So we expect in the next 90 days to be a little slow, a little quiet. And then once that 90 days comes, all my ducks will be in a row, all my contacts will be alerted. I mean, things are going to go like wildfire, because we're going to try and just catch as many people as possible to get everybody kind of using the app. Apps don't have a long lifespan, so it's going to be a lot of users, a lot of real quick users, and then we'll see as we continue to grow.
Well, a big congratulations here from us then. If people want to keep tabs on you and figure out where everything is, where can they find you?
Our website, brewmasters.club. It's brewmasters.club, not .com.
Yeah.
But we have a newsletter there. It's pretty easy to find. I believe it's second or third option. If you sign up there on our email, we'll keep you up to date as we continue to update. We only send probably once a month emails at the moment, so it won't be anything too burdensome or cumbersome, excuse me. But you can check us out there. We've also got a Facebook page, brewmasters.club. If you search that on Facebook, or facebook.com/brewmasters.com. We're also on, it's / Brewmasters Club. We're also on Twitter, which is just at Brewmasters Club.
Awesome. Great. Well, hey, thank you so much for being on then, and we look forward to seeing more from you in the future.
Chris, thank you so much. Keep in touch, buddy.
Won't you come home? She moans a whole day long. She'll do the cooking, honey. She'll pay the rent. She knows she done you wrong.
All right, and we're back. And we got Joshua on the line this time from Super Issue 2. How's it going?
Pretty good.
And it looks like you guys not only met your goal, but you crushed your goal. You guys earned $9,279 after your goal was $6,800.
Yes, we did pretty well on the last day. Kind of jumped up.
Is that when everything came in, the last day?
Yeah, we had already met our goal, but my last day was my birthday, and apparently a bunch of my friends had like purposely not been donating for a while, and they all donated on the last day to make sure I'd have to make a fool out of myself.
And you're going to have to explain that to our listeners. What do you mean by make a fool out of yourself?
I put a stretch goal at 9,000. That since the comic is about basically a superhero in real life, that if I hit 9,000, I would dress up in some spandex and run around downtown.
Awesome. And you guys are going to be recording that and putting that up on YouTube, I assume?
Yes. I probably won't be doing it until near the completion of issue 2, because obviously it's more important to actually get that done, but... Yeah.
Great. So you guys are finished up. You're going to be dressing up like a real-life superhero, and from what your Kickstarter says, help find lost pets and help old ladies across the street. But what are the dates that you guys have in mind? Like, what's next, I should say, for you guys?
All right. So basically last time it took me about four-ish months to get everything completed, about a month of writing and editing, and then about a month to get it drawn and another month to get it colored. So everything should be done around February once you factor in shipping and getting everything ready as well.
Great. And now it's just get the comic book done and sent out, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Great. Are you guys planning on doing an issue number 3 past this? Are you going to try and keep it going?
Yeah, I definitely will. So long as the second issue does well, hopefully the next Kickstarter is even easier, right?
Absolutely. You already got fans.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being on, and we look forward to seeing Super issue number 3 up on Kickstarter. Hopefully we'll talk then.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on and putting my music on.
Yeah, my pleasure. I appreciate that. I didn't even know that you were a musician. That was great.
Yeah, well, I record some music in my free time, so.
Awesome. Actually, we should talk about that for a minute, too, if you got a few minutes here. So how long have you been doing music?
Actually, I started in high school. One of the first things I did when I graduated from high school is I just sort of grabbed an acoustic guitar and hopped on the Greyhound and went around the country in Taiwan for like 2 months just playing on the side of the road.
Holy moly, that's a heck of a story.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
No kidding. I guess you got to learn a lot about the country and yourself at that point.
Yeah. And I didn't really know how to play when I first started, so I learned pretty quick, considering I didn't bring any money.
Got to be able to feed yourself somehow, right?
Yep.
Oh, great. So do you have a band, or is it just you?
Now it's just me. I used to play with the band, but kind of moved on to other stuff.
Great. Well, yeah, I appreciate you messaging me. For those who don't know, Joshua messaged me out of the blue and just said, hey, I noticed you got some music on there. Here's some free music. Feel free to put it on. So I was like, yeah, heck yeah. So I think that the music was featured in episode 4. So go back and listen to it if you guys would like to. So once again, I appreciate you being on, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the future.
Yep, you too.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Remember that rainy evening she threw you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb? She knows she's to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? She knows she's to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
All right, and I'm back by myself, and I have to say, I think that's the first time on Kickstarter of the Week that we actually went through an entire song. I'd like to say thank you to Donnie and Joshua for taking time out of their day to talk to me again after their Kickstarter finished up. I always like finding out where people are and what's going on with it and what the next step is. To me, it's like, I don't know, I just find it interesting to find out what the next step of their process is going to be, because for a lot of people, Kickstarters, believe it or not, either the first or second step. Like, step one, I have a product. Step two, I need money for that product. So then there's going to be another 10, 15 possibly steps after that on what they're going to do. So hopefully we'll hear from both of them in the future about what their next projects are going to be and how the kickstarting went. So let's go ahead and talk about what we just talked about. That's right, it's time to do a little bit of updates on where everybody is. Number one, once again, thank you, 3 cent stamp, for taking the time to go ahead and talk to me on this one. You guys may have noticed that typically I release episodes on Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, it's Friday, and that's when I'm releasing this one. Why did that happen, Chris? That's what you guys are going to be asking. Well, the person who that I did have an interview with, who will remain nameless, went ahead and dropped out at the last minute. I was actually on the phone, or on the Skype, I should say, with them when they said, I don't think this is something I want to do, and stopped. It's not like I'm a difficult interviewer, but I was asking those hard-hitting questions like, tell me about your project. So, you know, I guess I can understand that. Either way, I won't sling any mud. All I can tell you is 3 Cent Stamp totally stepped up, and within a day of me talking to them, said, heck yeah, let's do this interview, and I couldn't have been happier with them and their music they provided, and a great interview with them, and I look forward to speaking with them in the future. So, where are they? What are they looking for? How much do they have left as it pertains to money and time? Well, the answers are this. They need $7,000. So far, with 20 days left to go, they have $3,405 with 47 backers. They got some pretty awesome stuff. We didn't really go into it. I'm not big on going into pledges, but they got some pretty awesome stuff. Like $15, you get a digital download of their entire album, which is 14 tracks. And then you get some stickers and a media pass and some awesome stuff. And it goes all the way down to, like, let me see here, $2,500 to make sure you're an executive producer on the album. But more than that, I mean, it's just awesome to support local and small-time musicians. So if you haven't checked it out, 3 Cent Stamp debut album, and all these things that they told you about while we were doing the interview, go ahead and look them up. Let's go ahead and see what some of our past guests have done. We got The Black Watchmen game and comic book. Yes, we are still talking about them all the way back in episode number 2. Now, Black Watchmen game and comic book by Alex and Smith. Their goal was $40,000, and they have gotten $42,567, being successfully funded. Somebody remind me, I gotta send them an email and get them on to do an update. I'm just glad these guys got their funding, and they got a couple days left to reach all these stretch goals. If you guys haven't taken a look yet, I highly recommend you jump on and see what they got. They got some sweet updates in the comment section, as well as a little thing from me saying that I had done an interview with them. So, take a look at that. Afterwards, we got Reassembly. That's right, the video game that kind of looks like Asteroids, but has some pretty awesome stuff to it. They were looking for $28,000, and they got $25,667 with a week left to go. That's 7 days. They almost have 1,200 backers, which is so awesome as far as I'm concerned. If you guys haven't looked at them, you are completely missing out. They have some great videos, some awesome GIFs. They have some great tournament-type stuff, and they have some just fun things that I do enjoy. So if you haven't already, go ahead and take a look and check them out. Give them a little bit of your money. They earned it. Next up, we got The Doodler, a short documentary. This was last week's Kickstarter of the Week when I talked to Brian. So far, they've only got $150 with 2 weeks left to go, with $1,000 left to do it. Brian was pretty set that they would go ahead and do this, and the funding is super low on it. So I think that you guys need to jump in and make this thing happen. You know, we talked to him, and it's a unsolved case. I'm not going to talk to you about it now. It's The Doodler, a short documentary. You need to watch the video if you haven't already. It's about a serial killer who killed members of the LGBT community in San Francisco in the mid-70s. It's very interesting stuff, and 100% true, which is kind of what shocked me. Let's see, we didn't get into the actual particulars of Super Issue 2, I do believe. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at that. Now, that actually ended a couple of days ago at the time that I'm talking to you here. And it looks like they got $9,279, their pledge goal of $6,800. Couldn't be prouder of you guys. And I look forward to seeing Super Issue 3 in the future, hopefully. So, you guys want to get a hold of moi, Chris Bowser, you can do that. And the way that you do is you send me an email, kickstarteroftheweek@gmail.com. You can talk to me on Twitter, @KickstarterOTW. You can find me up on Facebook, just type in Kickstarter of the Week. I'll be the only thing that comes up. Let me give you some incentive here, because I know you're saying to yourself, Chris, why should I take time out of my day in order to go through and do this weird social media stuff with you? Well, let me tell you something. Well, the answer is that I do daily Kickstarter neat things that I post up on all those social media websites. I answer every email that I get. So, personally, from me, the on-air personality, not a producer, just me. And, so send me an email. Let me know, man, you suck. I think that this is one of the worst podcasts I've ever heard. Or, hey, good job, keep it up. Or even better, hey, I'm going to have a Kickstarter starting up next week, and I would really like to be a featured guest on your show. That makes my job so much easier. So if you have a Kickstarter, or if you're a band that wants to be the featured artist, or if you're a band that wants to be the featured artist and interviewed, like 3 Cent Stamp was, just shoot me off an email, and we'll make that happen. So, for me, Chris Bowser, I would like to say thank you very much for listening, and tune in next week for another great Kickstarter.